Good morning, Masura Masechet Tmura, Baruch Hashem, back in Israel. Okay, so we're starting here at Amar Mar. Right, so now what the Gemara is doing, we're on Daf Gimel of Masechet Tmura. The Gemara is now taking the Braita, which we saw yesterday. Right, we had the Braita, and the Braita listed a whole lot of things we had here. Amar Rava, Toshma, we had a Braita. This Braita came from a Tosefta Masechet Zvachim. I think, you know, that a lot of this few dafim are literally cut and paste, like from Zachim, Shavuos, from other Gemaras. So Gemara says, Yatoshma, Netanya, Kotchev, Dei Kochavim, Lonim, Velo Moalim. There's no Nehenim, Velo Moalim. We say there's no Hana'a and no Me'ila. We say there's no Nehenim. There isn't an Isur of getting Hana'a. So therefore, if there isn't an Isur of getting Hana'a, you can't be over on Me'ila. Right? Because Me'ila is only if you're getting Hana'a from Hegdesh. So if you can't get Hana'a, you can't ever on Mila. There's no pigul or notar if it's left over, or tame, and there's the Indian of tuma, and you can't do tumura, and you don't bring the sachim. Okay? That's what the Braita said over there. Rabbi Shimon, that was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi said, okay, so now the Braita, Gemara is going to take that Braita, analyze the Braita in each one of the things. Why don't you close the door, please, David? And analyze the Braita across the west. Amar Mar, right? That's the introduction to the Braita. And here Rashi, Masura Shas brings it again from Zvachim Daf Mem Hay Amud Aleph. So most of this parak, most of this Daf is from Zvachim and Shavuos. It's like this Kodshei, the Haggadah Bach changes it from Mukdashe to Kodshei. Kodshei of Dei Kochavim, okay? Right? There's Lo Nehenin, right? So no, there's no issur basically of Nehemi. We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to change it a little bit. Lo nehenin, velo mo'alin. So now the Gemara explains, what does it mean? Lo nehenin velo mo'alin. He says lo nehenin mirabanan. There is an issur of hana'a mirabanan. Whereas there's no issur midoraita of hana'a. So it's asur midrabanan to get hana'a from it. Velo mo'alim midoraita, but you aren't over on me'ila midoraita. Now, if you think that I'm fitting in my own words to change, any of you heard of Baruch's shir on tefillah recently? This last Sunday, not yesterday. So he spoke about tefillah at Nashim. No, sir, I'm mixing up. On Wednesday night, shir on Ashkenazim and Svaradim. He spoke about minhag. So the difference between Svaradim and Ashkenazim. So the Svaradim, he says, what's written in the Sefer is what's written in the Sefer. And therefore, the move Sfaradim based basically on what was written. We Ashkenazim, especially Rabbeinu Tam and everyone else, were very involved in Minhag. So if what's written isn't looking around the guy say, listen, the Minhag people aren't doing what's written, then you haven't understood what's written properly. Then go back and read it until you eventually understand that the Minhag is what's written. Okay? In other words, you force, but Mamash, I'm not doing that. If you look around a Gershom over here, so Rabbeinu Gershom is in line here, almost with the wide lines of the Gemara. It's a little below. It's like this Lo Mo'alin, right? Bahen Midoraita. There's no Me'ila of Doraita. Afilu Hachi. Nonetheless, Lo Nehenin Mehen Midrabana. You still can't get Hana Midrabana. Okay, that's basically the way that Rabbeinu Gershom understands this. Lo Nehenin Midrabanan. It's Isur, but there's no. But you aren't over on Doraita in the Torah. My time, why not? Tichtiv. Got like a whole bunch of Gzeres Shavas here. The pasuk says Nefesh ki tim'ol ma'al v'chata bishkaga. Right? So this pasuk over here, we've got a lot of psukim on this daf. I mean, we're about 11 psukim on this daf. The pasuk says Nefesh ki tim'ol ma'al v'chata bishkaga. We talk about me'ila. So you got a nefesh. There was me'ila, and the chait bishkaga by mistake mikol shashem ve'vit hashemol hashem al tamim atzol etc. And then, what's the pasuk? What's going on over here? So we've got Gzera Shavah. So first we know that Me'ila is Beshoge. When you did Me'ila Beshoge, you bring a Chata. Right? And then we've got Gzera Shavah of Chet Chet from Truma. And in Truma it says, Ketiv B'nei Yisrael, law of day of, Truma the pasuk says, the law of day of Yisrael. Just by the way, I don't think that first pasuk is brought in the Gemara. We're going to bring the Gemara brings a Gzera Shavah of Chet Chet mit Truma. But there's no, Nefesh kitim o mal v'chata. Sorry, right? So there's chait over there in Nefesh. And then there's chait in Truma. It says, V'etlevim t'daber avamat lehem ki t'kru mepne shah et ha-masah shna lehem. V'ayim et ha-masah shna lehem. Yeah, that's right. That pasuk is not here. I thought the pasuk was here. The pasuk of Truma is not in our, not brought over here. Right, but there's the first pasuk of Truma is not brought here, where we learn that where we've got the chait. But the second pasuk of Truma says of Truma ketuv b'nei shel, lo b'nei kochavim. So we've got a gzeres shava which goes from nefesh ki timo mal v'chata v'shkaga. There's another pasuk which is speaking about Truma, which is not brought in the Gemara, which speaks about chait. So the gzeres shava between meila and chait, and with regards to Truma, we know Truma is b'nei shel, lo b'nei kochavim. Okay. So we got Me'ila, Chait to Truma. Truma is Israel, not a Dekachavim. So therefore, so too with Me'ila, there is no Me'ila on Goyim. Vein Chavim Le Mishum Pigul Notar V'tame. That's what Rabbi Shimon said as well, right? Remember, Rabbi Yossi didn't agree with him, but Rabbi Shimon said that there isn't a Chiv either on Pigul, Notar, or Tame. Three of those halachas. The Gemara starts with the last one first. Ichtiv Ba B'tuma. With regard to Tuma, the pasuk Daber El Aharon Vel Banav. Right? And there we've got, so that is with regard to Tumah. Vayalif notar chilu chilu bitumah. So we've got pigul notar bitumah. We learn the halacha starts with Tumah. And from Tumah we apply it also to notar. We've got gzera shava of chilu chilu to notar. If you look at Rashi over there, vayalif notar chilu chilu bitumah, the very first Rashi, the bekotche of day kochavim, ein bahem mishum, and there the Mesor HaShas, the Yud, they change that to Tumah. So on Kodesh of the Kochavim ain't Tumah, and we've got a Gzeres Shava of Chilul Chilul from Tumah to Notar. So therefore we know that there's no Tumah or Notar with regards to of the Kochavim. Tichtiv gabe Tumah neshav lo yichalu. Uchtiv gabe Notar v'ochlav avono yisa ki et Kodesh Hashem Chilel. Okay, look at Rashi over here, the next Rashi. Uchtiv gabe Notar v'ochlav avono yisa v'chulei. Ma chilu ha'amur gabe Tumah Yisrael. We're applying it now to Tumah was Israel, the law of Dei Kochavim. Afchilu Amur Kan, with regards to Notar, is also Israel, the law of Dei Kochavim. Okay? And the Gemara, the third one was Pigul. So we had Pigul, Notar. We wrote Tameh, was the Makor. We had Gzer Shavit to Notar. And now, where does Pigul, what about Pigul? And what is it? The Alif Pigul, Avon Avon Minotar. So we started with Tumah, we go from Tumah to Notar. From Notar, we learned to Pigul. Gzer Shavit is along the way. If the Aftipus was Tumah, there's no Goy. And notar no goy, so to pigul no goy, dichtiv gabe pigul, ba nefesh, aochel yemenu avonati sa, a nefesh, right? A nefesh avia, meaning, we'll see the second meaning in Jews, va chtiv gabe notar, va ochlav avono yisa, kir kodashem chilel, right? We got avona avia, va chulu bin eshav, lo avdei kochavim. Okay, that's basically the Gemara wraps up very quickly without getting too much detail. It seems pashut, that pigul notar and tuma only apply to a korban of a Jew. Right, when's the... Oh, sorry? Nachon, זה היה משהו הביא שם את הרב מאיר מלובלין. Right, so we've got over here... Okay, we leave it that Russia. It's pretty straightforward. ואין עושים תמורה. So now we come to what's interesting for us. Remember that writer said, according to Rabbi Shimon, so the next line in the list of the writer was, "Ve'erosin tmura," right? They can't do tmura goyim. Dichtiv lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir, right? When we learned our halacha of lo yachlifenu, we don't do tmura. Uchtiv reishin yad, darei b'nei Yisrael, and the pasuk starts off at the beginning of the parak saying, "Darei b'nei Yisrael, talk to b'nei Yisrael." Ish kiyafiner be'kecha. Okay, so therefore, pretty straightforward. Tumura is simply only to Yisrael and not to Goyim. Okay, the Mesirah Shas hands in, fills in the rest of the pasuk. Okay, now the Gemara suddenly says over here, right? Lishna Achrina, another lashon v'anosin Tumura, another explanation of anosin Tumura. The first one was, because we've got a pasuk that says Dabrei b'nei Yisrael in the Rashi parashah. In the next possibility, the Gemara says itself. Now it's quite interesting because normally we see Lishna Achrina in Rashi. That Rashi brings one expression and then he brings another expression. The other Gemara itself is giving a Lishna Achrina, right? Ve'ein osin tmura. Why not do tmura? My timer. The itkasha tmurat behema lemaser behema. Because we've got a hekesh from tmura of behema to maser behema, and we've got a hekesh of maser behema to maser dagan. Right, so now we're taking Maser Dagan, which is the real master of produce, as the Avtipus, as the template. And we say from Maser Dagan, we go to Maser Behema. And we've got a Hekesh from Maser Behema to Tumura. So let's see how that works. Maser Dagan, look at Rashi over here. Maser Dagan, Can I read them bechorot? Well, we've learned it recently. Aser to aser. Why we got the double valued, double barreled lashon there? B'shtei ma'asor. The Torah is talking about two different types of ma'asor. Echad ma'aser behemi, echad ma'aser dagan. So we see that in the pasuk itself, when it says aser to aser, it grammatically implies that there's ma'aser dagan and ma'aser behemi, and they go together, right? And then the Gemara says, "V'gabe ma'aser dagan ketiv ki et ma'aser b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem b'nei Yisrael v'lo avdei kochavim." Look at Rashi. "V'gabe ma'aser dagan ketiv ki et ma'aser d'mashme b'nei Yisrael an Yisrael v'lo avdei kochavim not goyim." Hachinami. So too with ma'aser behema, "V'gabe ma'aser behema Yisrael v'lo avdei kochavim." Right? So we got that simple. "V'chayechad amin v'gabe ma'aser," and we got this hekesh between ma'aser to tmura. So just like we said with regard to Masir Bahem, Yisrael v'lo v'dekom, only Yisraelim and not Goyim. Hachinami neime gabe tmurat Bahem from a tmura. Sharei hukshu chulan zedazir. There's a hekesh in all directions. Umihaf chanafke, from here we learn out, the kodshe of day kochavim ein osin tmura. So there are two ways of learning it. The simple way of learning it is that the pasuk says over the Dabar Bnei Yisrael in the reish of the head of the parasha. Nefet ain't talking about the Jews. If you want to get a bit more complicated, is the limud as well. We can have a hekesh from Masir Dagan to Masir Behema, from Masir Behema to Tmurat Behema. Masir Dagan is only Yisraelim and not Goyim. Masir Dagan and Masir Behema as well. And Tmura follows on from that. Right? Okay. Ish Levinim. Okay. Now, the next halacha was Rashi Dan Ben Israel Tmura. Right. V'ein mevi nesachim. Remember we said there as well, you don't bring nesachin, and that's why the brackets you see, ein mevin aleihin, because the Gemara explained there were two different types of nesachin. Remember, we had Rashi yesterday, that Rashi said that there's a nesachin which you can bring as a korban on its own, and that goyim can't bring, but they certainly, when they bring their own korban, they would, if they send money, they would bring nesachin with their own korban. We're discussing over here nesachin on their own. So ein mevin nesachin, they come about korbano ta'un nesachin, di Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so now we're discussing the korban, the nesachin, minali, meaning, where do you know that from? How do you know that they can't bring the Sachim? Gemara says, "Tell about it." Right? We've got a brighter over here. This also in Zvachim, any Menachot we've saw as well. Right? The Shita adds in there, Ezrach, Ezrach. Got a Gzara Shabba, Ezrach, Ezrach. So the first pasuk is, Kol ha-Ezrach yaseh kacha et eile, lakriv isher reach nichoach l'ashem. Right? We've got a Gzara Shabba of Ezrach. Maybe, so then the Gemara stuck as Ezrach, maybe Nesachim, look at Rashi there. Rashi actually, I think, adds it in. Look at the Rashi Ezrach. Anybody find the Rashi Ezrach? Here, Ezrach. Ezrach, Zehu Yisrael, Velo Ha'obed Kochavim, Mevi Nesachim Klal. It says, Ezrach, Mevi Nesachim, Velo Ha'obed Kochavim, Mevi Nesachim. The Gemara says, Yachol lo tehu, tehe olato tuna Nesachim. Could you even have a Havamina that his own Ola, if he directed Ola, wouldn't have Nesachim? Ola has to have Nesachim. Right, look at Rashi there. Afilu Michel Tibur. Right, even if he gave it, directed a korban tzibur, directed money to the tzibur, and they brought it, well, they wouldn't be nesachim because it was a goy. No, tamud lomar, kacha. What does it mean, kacha? And that same pasuk says, Ezrach, it's called ha-Ezrach, ya'aseh kacha, like it. What does it mean, kacha? Rashi says, tamud lomar, kacha, the kacha ikuvahu. Kacha means, has to be done in a certain way. So if it isn't, it's an ikuv. The vadai ta'un nesachim, definitely has to be nesachim. U'meshel tzibur. Right, and even specifically, we're speaking about a tzibur. Now, this is velelo. Velelo lishnachri dichtesvay. Velelo garser. We'll leave it out for the meantime. I'm Rabbi Yosi Roei. Ani bechula nachmi. Then the brighter said. So now, remember, we went through now Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon said that he can't tmura pigul tamei notar. There isn't, and they don't bring the sachim. And then Rabbi Yosi said that Roei nachmi. Rabbi Yosi said amachmi, which means that there is pigul tume and notar. Remember, but he still doesn't do tmura. That's what Rabbi Yosi wanted to say. So he said, "Rabbi Yosi, bechula nachmir." So Gemara says, "Ma tam? Why is Rabbi Yehuda? Why is Rabbi Yosi being machmir?" He says, "Why? Because the pasuk says, La Hashem ketiv, right? La Hashem ketiv bahu." The Shita adds in, "La Hashem ketiv bahu." Look at Rashi, "La Hashem ketiv." Hachi says, "Ma tam? La Hashem ketiv bahu." V'lo gaiz kolish La Hashem. Hachi matzati bezvachi. Rashi, there's a lot of gears to change here. So Rashi says, "Ma tam? La Hashem ketiv bahu." Bekotch of dekochavim dichtiv ish ish. V'mineisha asher yakriv korbanu v'chule v'hakra. Mukminan ba'obdei kochavim. We learned that the ribui there of ish ish comes with double barreled ish ish. Both times it says man comes to include a goy. So it says Rashi, shenodrim nadarim, not Michelle, that they make nadarim and nadavot like Israel. Uchtiv b'seif edukra. And the pasuk says, Lashem. Shneimar Rashi akriv Lashem. Lomar lecha, what's telling us? The dayanin lehu betorat shar kochim. That we treat him with regards to all the din of kochim. The mo'alin bahen. וחייבין עליהן משום פיגול. That's what Yossi says. God says להשם, that להשם comes to tell us that we machmi with him just like we were with the Yisrael. And therefore there's pigul, notar, tuma of all those and nesachim. Right? So Rabbi Yossi, Bamed, remember, the Gemara says, now what are we speaking about when we say Bamed, remember, what do you think when we got all this, these chumras? He says, Bekodshe Mizbeach. That's only said. So now even here, now, where Rabbi Yossi agreed with Rabbi Shimon on the halacha, it's like this, Bekodshe Mizbeach, Bekodshe Berek HaBayit Mo'alin Bem. Even there, there would be Me'ilah. So he agreed with Rabbi Shimon that there's no Me'ilah on his own korban. Right, there's lo nehenin midrabanan velo mo'alim midoraita. You can't be over on Me'ilah. That he never argued about. But that's only with regard to a kodshei mizbeach. But if it's kodshei berek habayit, there he agrees that there would even be Me'ilah on that as well. So he seems to be saying that kodshei berek habayit is more chamur from a goy's perspective than kodshei mizbeach. Goy says, my timer. Why? Sdechi gamiran Me'ilah. When we learned the basis for Me'ilah, chet chet mitruma, right? Remember at the very beginning of the Masechta, right? At the beginning of the Amud, we had there chet chet mitruma, v'yafinan chet chet mitruma. We said nefesh kitim ol ma'al v'chata mishkaga, v'yafinan chet chet mitruma. He says from truma, the domed of truma, right? The kiddush kedushat haguf. Truma has a kiddush haguf because you are torein the truma to the Kohen. There's kiddushin in the actual truma itself. It's got an inherent kiddush of the guf, which is like a korban. And that was the limud that we learned, that there's no me'ilah with a goy. About b'kiddushat perek habayit, with regards to kiddushat perek habayit, what is the purpose of perek habayit? When you donate something to the perek habayit, what's the objective? The gizbar, the treasure, the perek habayit is going to sell it because he wants the money. He doesn't want your house or your car or your watch or your wife's fur coat. Right? He wants money to go and run the perek habayit. So what's he going to do with your stuff? He's going to sell it. So there's no inherent kedusha. It's the purpose of you giving it for berek habayit, for him to go and sell it. That's the money, right? The kedusha damim. And on kedusha damim, lo, there isn't a ptor for me'ilah. Okay? So that's basically the way that Rabbi Yossi learns. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol lo taseh shebetorah. Now this is interesting. Remember when, if you heard in the shiur yesterday, so I said that there was a girsa, we had a drashi, a different girsa on Amud Bet. And he had a whole question there about a lav she'ein bo ma'ase. Right, we didn't feature in our Gemara, but Rashi alluded to it. It seems to be missing from our Masechtas, from our sukkahs. The Gemara now picks up on it as if it was there. Because we've learned about lav she'ein bo ma'ase lots of times. Right, we had a machloket. That are you chayev for a lav she'ein bo ma'ase? If you over on a lav by not doing something, for example, I don't know, you were meant to put on tefillin, you didn't put on tefillin. So you didn't put on tefillin. Let's say you were over, that's not a love. But let's say, chometz on Pesach. Right? Lo yelecha sor b'chol sharecha. I think it's a pasuk, something like that, right? It's a pasuk like that. Lo yelecha sor, lo yirae, lo ye, lo bal yirae, bal yimatzeh, lo yimatzeh, etc. And you've got chometz in your house. You didn't do anything. You didn't bring the chometz. Just you're over in a love by not doing anything, right? That's a love she'ein bo ma'ase. You didn't do anything. So do you get malkut or don't you get malkut? You're over in a love, but you get malkut, right? That was a discussion. We've seen it many times. See how the Gemara says like this. Ezrach, I lost my place. Amrav Yehuda, right. So this is like a new Amrav. Kol lo ta'aseh shebatorah. The Shita adds in there the word shebatorah, right? Asa ba'maseh chayv. You do a maseh, you do action, you chayv. Lo asa ba'maseh, if you didn't do a maseh, you are patur. Right? Lo asa ba'maseh patur. Now, you're not patur from being over on the lav, right? I think you're just patur from malkot. Does Rashi actually say that? Lo asa ba'maseh patur. Anybody find a note on that? I'm now a little bit confused, but I'm pretty sure that you aren't patur. I don't see a Rashi here. You patur, you over on the love, but you patur from Malkut. Is there a note like that? Chayav lo asa bo ma'ase patur. Lo asa bo ma'ase patur. Right, you patur from the love, but that's you, right. But you over, you chayv on the, you over on the love, but you patur from malkut, right? Yeah.
Three, four lines up, is it?
Four. Yeah, lo asa maase patur. But that patur, I'm pretty sure, means you're part of a malkot. No, that comes later on, right? Luklalahu. And now he says, "Avi aklal the lav she'ain bo maaser patur." Right. So now the Gemara is like this: if we got a klal that lav she'maaser patur, so how come when it comes to tmura, we said in the Mishnah at the very beginning, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said echad nashim echanashim lo shadam hashalim ela she'im hemir mumar. If he did tmura, it works. V'sofeg et ha'arim, and he gets malkot. Ah, but we just said a second ago that ain bo maaser, you don't get malkot. And tmura, v'arei meimar, and what's tmura? Meimar here, meaning the tmura. The love she ain bo maaser hu v'laki.
But you
said love she ain bo maaser. It is a love
she ain bo maaser. But you don't have maaser.
What did you do? Did nothing. Speech. Since when is speech? Dibura maaser.
You're giving him something else in place.
What are you doing? You're bringing an animal, you're putting an animal over here. Putting the two animals together. And madam biya could be in your house. You say, the animal that's in my house will be tachat this animal. What maaser did you do? Okay, I'm not being unfair, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan says that dibur, we'll see in a second.
Yes.
Rabbi Yochanan says dibur is maaser. But at the moment, the Gemara is understanding that dibur isn't maaser, that dibur is stam divarim ba'alma, and you didn't do maaser. Maaser, you want a maaser, bring the chometz into your house. Or eat the treif. Or switch off the light on Shabbos. Right? An action, a physical action. So the Gemara says, v'lav she'ain bo maaser, look at Rashi. V'arei mumar, v'arei meimar, de'lav she'ain bo maaser, look at that Rashi. De bedibura talia milta. Rashi says, because that is only talia, what's tmura? Tmura is dependent on your words, and words, as far as the Gemara is concerned at the moment, is not a maaser. Right? V'laki, titnam, we got a Mishnah. Lo she'adam, that's our Mishnah, the Gemara Gria quotes our Mishnah. Lo she'adam rashai lahamir, the shita changes shehu to avadam. Lo she'adam, the not is allowed to do it, and the shim hemir, if he does do it, mumar v'sofet amari gets an album of 40 malkas. Samalacharav. Now the Gemara says, now, remember, Amarav called Lotus Shisha Batura Sabbath. So the Gemara says, Michalahu, we understand from that that Lav Shavamase, Vaha Kamina Mishnah, we get Malkot. Rav answers, it says, Amalacharav, Hamani, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehudahi. Is Rabbi Yehudahi. Remember yesterday's Gemara? Yesterday, what did we do? We proved yesterday, Taka, at the first Amud. What did we prove yesterday? Anybody remember? It's a long time ago, I admit. Right? Yesterday, we said, Hakol atuye mai, latuye yoresh, to include a yoresh. Udelok Rabbi Yehuda, we said over here, what was the proof? Ha gufa kashya, then we said, El Am Rabbi Yehuda hachidan yakom istavin, and we proved that the Atana of the Mishnah was not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that a yoresh doesn't do smich, it doesn't do tmura. Right? So we proved the Mishnah wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. And now suddenly we're saying that who's our Tana of our Mishnah? Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar, this is what Rav says. Amar Harav, Hamar Rabbi Yehudi. The Amar love she'ain bo maaser lo kina love. Because obviously it must be Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah is a love she'ain bo maaser, it's Dibur. And we see there is Malkot. And if there is Malkot on a love she'ain bo maaser, who's the Tan who says there is a love she'ain bo maaser? Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be the Tan of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asked the question immediately, but wait a second. Umi matzit mukemet lemadnitin, Rabbi Yehuda, can you possibly establish the Mishnah of ours to be the Tan is Rabbi Yehuda? V'ha'o kimne l'reisha, the law, yesterday we said, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because of Yoresh. Anybody remember that? Nobody remembers it, okay. Right? Anybody? Come on, go remember the onion duff, man. Right, remember that?
It was somewhere earlier than
this. No, it was somewhere earlier, yeah, really right. The very beginning, long time ago. Where is it? 10 lines down. Right, I call that to a man of Yerush, who the law of Rabbi Yehuda, right, not Rabbi Yehuda. Right, I call him my little to the town, Yerush to make it to the mayor, Yehuda may, Yerush to make it to the mayor, by time Rabbi Yehuda, Yarif Tchila take the Zovek dish. Right, so we saw over there that the town of our Mishnah was not Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you tell me that? The town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. because suddenly we've got a case of maaseh lav shebo maaseh lokin. Tiktei hakol me'mirin, right? Velo amarta hakol atuy amali tuy ayoresh ud lo krab yuda. There we are. Gemara brings it here, reminds us what we learned yesterday. So now watch the question. Hi Tana. No. Let's not get too confused. Hi Tana. Sabala kevate bechada. The lav shebo maaseh lokin alav. Upaligalei bechada. Rabbi Yehuda Sabra, Yoresh Eno Somech, Yoresh Eno Meimir, Betanidan Sabra, Yoresh Somech, Yoresh Meimir. Says, you're right. It's not 100%. The Tan of our Mishnah, in one halacha with regards to Yoresh, with regards to a person who inherits his father's korban, doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But with regards to Lav Shem Bomaise Malkot, gets Malkot, he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So here, in this halacha, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and in other halacha, he doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. We don't like it very much, but that's the Gemara's answer. Ra'at v'tarinan amar rab idi bar ava amar rab amram amar rab Yitzchak amar rab Yehuda. So you see that the shita there changes that from amar rab Yochanan to amar rab Yehuda. But right, he says like this. Mishum rab Yossi aglili. Kol lo ta'aseh she b'torah. Ain lo ta'aseh in the Torah. Asavo ma'ase loke. If you do the ma'ase, you get malchus. Here lo asavo ma'ase patur. I think here Rashi says here. Yeah, straight out, lo asabo maase patur, chutz mi nishba umeimar umekalil chaver b'shem. Here he answered a little bit differently. He says, you know what? As a rule, you're right. Lav she'em bo maase, you don't get malkot. But there are three exceptions: nishba, you make a shvua b'shem, or you make a tmura, or you mekalil, you curse your friend b'shem Hashem. Then even in those three, Apishe lo asa maase, was it not a maase? Because it's dibura. It's only speaking. Chayev, you are chayev. Look at Rashi. Lo asa maase patur chutz min nishma. The afal gav de lo avid maase loke. You get malkut. Gavash lehu lekamim. We'll see later on. So here's a bit of a solution now to our problem, because we suddenly can say that no problem. So this klal which we spoke about, where you don't get malkut, that's a rule. But there are exceptions, and Tmura is one of those exceptions, and it fits in beautifully. Now, it's very important that Rabbi Yochanan, he took out Rabbi Yochanan, right? And you will see in a second that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, and he changed Rabbi Yehuda, because it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yochanan. Which is now that Rabbi Yochanan says, right, that I think you get Malkot even for, on Dibur is a Maase. So if Dibur is a Maase, then it can't be a Lav She'en Bo Maase. The master, the love of the master. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is not the, it can't be the Amora who says Zavia. He says Zavia, right? B'shem afabi shelo asa maase chayev. Right? He says, and so now the Gemara, now we finished that first brighter. Now we've got this brighter over here, this color of the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to take all of these halochas, right? The exceptions. So we've got chutzmi nishba of swearing, meimar of tmura, and mekachar b'shem, you are chayev malkul, all of those. The Gemara starts with minalan. So where do we know this from? So we'll first answer the question on Nishba on Shvua Minalan. Look at Rashi there. Nishba Minalan, right? Nishba Minalan. Put it together. The locket you get Malkot for Nishba. Rabbi Yochanan Mishuba Bimeir, Amar Kra. Right? He quotes the Pasuk. Right? This is the very last Pasuk on Amud Aviyah. He says, Lotisa Hashem Hashem Lagecha Lashav. Don't invoke Hashem's name in vain. Ki lo yenake Hashem. Hashem won't cleanse you. In other words, you won't be forgiven. Tasher yisad shmo leshav. Ki lo yenake Hashem. Look at this unbelievable Gemara. This. Ki lo yenake. Right? Sorry. I left that one. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amru. Af hamakdim truma lebikurim. Right? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, even if you makdim truma to bikurim. Rabbi Bikurim is called Bechor. Right, it's the first one. So if you take bikurim before you take truma, so you first set aside your bikurim. If you would take truma the other way around, you'd get a malkut as well. Now, why isn't makdim truma le bikurim? Lechora, you'd think that makdim bikurim is actually a maase. You took your truma and you separated truma. So how come it's called a lav she'en bo maase? Right, that's a good question. Right, Rabbeinu Gershom answered. We look at Rabbeinu Gershom, the second last part of Rabbeinu Gershom. He says, Makdim Truma Bikurim, lo b'mafrish kemairi. We're not talking about a guy who does hafrasha, who actually separates it. The hainu maase shehikdish truma, because that's a maase. Ela kagon, what are we talking about? A case שנתן עיניו בצד זה לשם תרומה. He just looked in his mind, or he said, that'll be for truma, that'll be for, and then bikurim. You can do that, you know, you can separate it, like b'dieved, you can actually just like, you have intention, then do it later. So we put in a case like that, Shabbat Gershon. Nobody actually took it, otherwise, not love Shem, but Masa, love Shem, Masa. Huh? And there you'd be chayev according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, also malkot on that one, even if it's love Shem, Masa. So we got four exceptions according to here, of love Shem, Masa, where you get malkot. Even if you're makdim mikrim truma without actually doing anything. Okay. So now the nishma minar, where do we know about Shavuah? Merchem Shavuah, Mer, Amakra, kiloi nakashu nashay yisach monashav. Right, so how does that, how do we explain that pasuk? We see that there's no nikayon, you can't get cleansed for that. It says, beitin shomala en menakin oto. It's the beitin shomala in shamayim, because it says, lo yinakeh Hashem, Rashi says. It's looking at Hashem. Aval beitin shomata, but imagine I can't cleanse you, how can you get dukapara, malkin oto, unemenakin oto. So they give you malkus, right? And then they are menakin oto. Look at the Shulchan Kubetz, it says there, what's the type of malkot? Yeah, it says, Bahaka'a sheyesh lo kitzba, a limited, measured amount of beatings, umitchaper lo, and that is his kapara. Give you 39 malkot, whatever the case is, but you will say, you get malkot, it's fine. So that's what we know, that a shvua, nishba, right, gets malkot. Otherwise, he's going to kapara, because there's no kapara lamala. So you have to give him kapara, yeah, say, how do we kapara, yeah, we give him malkot. Wait a second, why are we giving him malkut, man? Let's not give him malkut at all. And say he's there's no nikah even in this world. You can't do nishba too late. Sabah Sabah says to him, lichtov gra lo yinake velishto. If this is, if that's the case, the pasuk just have said, ki lo yinake, full stop. But it says, ki lo yinake Hashem et asher yisah. Right? Why say Hashem? Hashem lo menache, down in this world, we can give him malkot. That is Hashem lamali, beitin shamalahu de'en menakin oto, it's in shamayim, aber beitin shamata, malkin u menakin oto. Okay, so now the Gemara is like, okay, beautiful. Eshkachen shvuat shav. So now we found with nishba, right? What did the brayta say? The brayta says, chutz mi. I'm sure you guys see. Call Lord Tassel. It's your bright. I mean, it's like I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum Rabbi Yosef Agdili. Call Lord Tassel. So we got to say about saying okay. And Momase Chutz Mi Nishba Meimar Umekala. So Nishba over here seems to imply a general cross the board of Nishba. So far we only brought a case of Shvuat Shekem or Shvuat Shav, right? So it says over here, sorry, of Shvuat Shav. The pasuk was Lo Yisa Hashem Lokecha LeShav. Right? That if you invoke God's name in vain. What about making a Shvuat Sheker? Where do I when you make a shvua and you tell a lie that you get malkut as well? So the Gemara says, "Ashkam, only found till now the makor shvuat sheker for shvuat shav, right? Shvuat sheker minala." Rashi says, "Yeah, mefarish to come and hechidani." Right? What sort of examples? What's a shvuat sheker? But we'll see. In the meantime, where's it from? It says Rabbi Yochanan didai Amar. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "What leshav leshav shnei pa'amim." The Torah speaks about shvuat shav twice. Im el inyan shvuat shav tin ehu inyan shvuat sheker deloke. Right, so we can apply the second. Right, to look at if you look at the pasuk, it says, "Lo tisa Hashem Hashem lo kechad shav." Don't invoke Hashem's name in vain. Ki lo yinakeh Hashem Hashem won't cleanse you. It Hashem yisa et shmo leshav. The person who invokes his name in vain. So why did it say invoke his name in vain twice? We learned shvuat shav. The second one must be to just shvuat sheker as well. Right. So that is. Basically, so now we see that we've got Shvuat Shav and Shvuat Sheker. Rashi points out, the Gemara will ask in a second, what are examples of Shvuat Sheker? But if you look quickly at Mishra Shas, Ashira Mekubetza, sorry, he says, he changes Makif La Rabbi Abahu, it's quite interesting, to Megadef by Rabbi Abahu. Right? Makif means he challenges him in a nice way. Megadef seems that he sort of I don't know, belittles him or challenges him or, you know, what's the word, rebukes him. Right? Megadef Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu says to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Shvuat Sheker, Echidani. What's a Shvuat Sheker? We've seen this Gemara before, by the way. We learned this whole sugya. Right? It says, Ineime de Amar Shelo Ochel. Shelo Ochel. Shelo Ochel. Vachal. If he says that he made a broker that he wouldn't eat and he ate, right? So that's not a love Shein Bo Maser, because he said he wouldn't eat. He made a Shvuat not to eat and he ate. So eating, right? Hata maase avad. He did a maase. That's a maase. Right? Look at Rashi. Ubadinu delilki. And therefore, it's pashut. According to the din, shgim malko treachal vasamasi. The masi. So give me examples here of where what's a shvuat shekin. Right? Ve'ela de amar shochal velo achal. Or if you tell me that he made a neder that he would eat, right? A shvua that he would eat and he never ate. So would ahu me lucky? Is there any hava mina, right? That in such a case he'd get malkot. Right? What did he do? He didn't do anything. Look at Rashi. Veloachal, right? Vechihai governor. Rashi says in such a manner me lucky. But the question mark, would he get malkot? Vaitmar, didn't we say shvua shochel ki karzayel? I ate this loaf of bread today. Va'avar hayom veloachal. There came the day passed and he never ate it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish, both of them say, okay, they've got their own different svaras, but both of them, you can't give them alcohol. He says, I eat, and he never ate. And the day passed. He says, I eat today, less than the day passed. So why doesn't he get malkot? Rabbi Yochanan and Loke, the love shame of Masehu, the whole love shame of Masehu, and Loke the love. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's a love shame of Masehu. It's not even a Masehu, but Dibur. It's time, not a Masehu. The guy did nothing. It was meant to eat, never ate, never did it. You can't give him alcohol. Resh Lakish Amar, and Loke, why does he get malkot with Resh Lakish? Mishum the Havana Hatra'at Safek. Remember this halacha? Hatra'at Safek? Remember that? You've got to be chayv on a hatra. You've got to warn a guy. I'm warning you now that if you do what you're going to do, you're going to get malkot. You're going to be chayv. Now you can't give a guy Hatra'at Safek. Why not? It's a Hatra'at Safek. You can't give a guy a real hatra. Why not? Look at Rashi. Yeah? Why is it called the Hatra'at Safek? Look at Rashi. It's about four lines into the narrow lines of Rashi. One, two, three, four, five like narrow lines of Rashi. Right? He says, what's a Hatra'at Safek? If they warned him and they said, "He's a herbacha, shitochal kikar, shenishbata alav," better be careful to eat that bread that you made a neder on, or shvua on, yachol omar. What's he going to say? Only beit michush patra azul. No, I've got no interest in this hatra. Why? The akati yesh li shahut. What are you warning me for? You can't warn me. I've got the whole day to eat it. You warn the guy in the morning. He said, what are you worried about? I've got till nightfall to eat it. That's your hatra, that hatra. Hatra means I'm warning you now that if you do this abeira now, you're imchayev. You can't warn me now. I've got the whole day. What are you warning me for? Right? V'chein kol yom kulo. V'afilu ki avari. Now, even the day passes, yachol, what can the guy say to you? Shachua chayiti. I forgot. Simply slipped my mind. V'lo niskat. I never remembered. Lo b'shvua, v'lo b'hatra'a. I never remembered the shvua. I forgot about it. I even forgot your hatra'a. V'ein aloke. So basically, the guy's got a way out. So it's a hatra'at safek. Hatra'at zari hatra'at vale. The guy's standing there with a knife. He's about to kill the guy. He said, I warn you. You stand that guy with that knife and you kill him. You chayiv mita. And the two adim around and cuts down to knife. There was hatra and there was edut. But if you say to a guy, listen, if you go and kill somebody, you chayiv mita, that's not hatra.
I don't know.
He's holding a knife. If in a few hours later he kills somebody, you could say, what are you talking about? I don't remember that you gave me hatra. Right? The hatra suffered. But he has more of the first, the better example that he had the whole day to go. So when you gave him hatra in the morning, it wasn't even shaykh. So Shlakish would say, in such a case, there's no malkot. So if a guy says he's going to eat, and he never ate, right? Vada, there's no malkot. So we're still asking a question, what are we talking about? What is a shvuat sheker? So the Gemara says, Ela, you're right. I'm Rav Abahu. A shvuat sheker is, Tehe ba'achal b'achalati, ve'lo achalti. What does this mean? Have a look at Rashi. Klomar, Tehe shvuat sheker b'nishba. When would it be a shvuat sheker? When he makes a shvuat, she'lo achal v'achal. He makes a shvua that he won't eat and he did eat. That's a shvua sheyesh bo maaseh, right? Or she'achal, or he made a shvua that he ate velo achal and he didn't eat, right? Daha chaleka shum maaseh, daha l'she'avar nishba. Right? So that is what he says over there. So here basically look at the Rashi very carefully, because we'll see that it makes a big difference here whether the shvua is in the past tense or the future tense. Okay? When he says, look at it again, tehe bachalati, klomar tehe b'shvuat sheker, when will it be shvuat sheker? Benishba shelo achal, I never ate in the past, but he did eat. Or she'achal, he makes a shvua that he did eat, velo achal, daha chaleka shum maaseh. There's no maaseh. Dahal she'avar nishba. He made a shvua in the past tense. You make a shvua in the past tense. That's what's called a maaseh. A maaseh is when I make a shvua in the future, and I'm going to do something, or I'm not going to do something, and I do it. The past tense doesn't interest me. What happened in the past is not called a maaseh. You can't make a shvua on the past. A shvua on the past is not interesting. I need a shvua for something which you make a shvuah you're going to do or not going to do, and either you did it or you didn't do it. So it'd be a lav she'en bo maase or a shvuah with a maase in the future tense. Look, the Gemara says this in a second. I know it's a little bit tricky. Right? He says umashna. Right? The shita takes out that the kamarbi, but actually I think it makes more sense. The kamarbi mashma the kamarbi achalti velo achalti mi ochal velo achal. Right, he says, Amarava beferush rifta Torah sheker dome l'shav. The Torah, when it speaks about a shvuat sheker, talks about sheker similar to a normal shvuah. Look at Rashi. Mashna achalti v'lo achalti. Kumar, my area, what's going on here? Demekamamayit ochel v'lo achal mi malkot v'ay. You excluded, when he said in the past tense, from malkot, mi achalti v'lo achalti, ha v'tarvayu leke shumasi. Why are you dafka going from the Makat Ochal Velo Achal if he's going to eat and he doesn't eat from in the future? In other words, why is that excluding me achalti from the past tense? Ha but tarvai, both of them is a lav she'en bo maase. So why are we excluding that specifically the past tense? Why are we preferring the past tense to the future tense? So he says, why? He says, Dumi the Shav. What's a Shav? Shvuat sheker dumi the Shvuat Shav. Because we learned it from Gzera Shava in the pasuk that mentioned twice Shav Rabbi Yochanan said shtei pamim. So now it says Ma Shav l'she'avar, Shvuat Shav is a past tense. Av Sheker l'she'avar, right? Maruk Rashi Ma Shvuat Shav shish l'she'avar dechi nishpa al amud shel even shu shel kesef. If you make a shvua that a stone pole, right, is made of silver. That's in the past. You're saying it was already made of stone, or it was already made of silver. It, in the past tense, it was. You're saying even before I made the shvuah, havia even it was stone. Kamoshi yachshav, uma shav lokeh lakirin lael bebeitin shlamatim lakirin nakinoto. For that shvuah shav, you get a malkot. Av sheker sheavar, even sheker in the past tense. The hainu achalti b'lo achalti. La afuka exclude ochel velo achal comes to exclude ochel when I will eat and I didn't eat shuhul haba. Now I actually think I'm confusing myself. I think I'm confusing you as well. At this stage, the Gemara seems to be saying that taka in the past tense you get malkut, in the future you wouldn't get malkut, right? Am I right? Are you with me? I explained it that in the past tense you wouldn't get malkut, but here I seem to say that a shvuat shav is like a shvuat sheker, and a shvuat sheker would be in the past tense. You're saying this was. And by you, tehe b'achilati v'lo achalti, u'mashna achalti v'lo achalti, mi'ochal v'lo achal, perushu the Torah sheker dume l'shav, mashu l'shavar, av sheker l'shavar. So here it seems to be, actually, that's, if I'm understanding correctly now, it seems to be that a shvuat shav and a shvuat sheker have to be in the past tense to get malkot. Right? That's what we're saying at the moment. Okay, right, that's what we're up to now. Okay, so I explain it. I think that coming up now, I hope if I understood correctly, I was going to ask a kashi over here, and we're going to see that it's a little bit different, that here goes future, not past. I think that's where I made my mistake. So, Eitel, then we're going to kashi. Are you with me up until now?
Yeah.
Do you want to go over there one more time? Let's go quickly one more time. The Gemara says over here, right, we said, we asked the question, okay, so when would you have a shvuat shav? A shvuat sheker, sorry, he said, Tehe ba'achalati v'lo achalti. Which means what? Rashi said over there, said, Klomar, tehe shvuat sheker b'nishba shlo achal, which I never ate, and he ate. Or I ate, and he never ate. Because there's a lake of shum maase, there's no maase, the halash she'avar nishba. Right? And then we said, Umay shnash achalti achalti, wa dafka in the past tense. From the future, you seem to get malkut in the past and not in the future. He says, nonetheless, they both got lav she'en bo maase. We say because a shvuah in the past, shvuat sheker is like shvuat shav. And shvuat shav is in the past tense. So that wood over there is actually silver, whatever the case is, right? In the past tense, it was in the previous, already was. So we seem to have the principle here that the shvuah is in the past tense, the shvuat shav. And so too the shvuat sheker. Okay. So the Gemara brings a braita. Eiti v'Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Abba. He brings him a kashya from a braita. This is a Gemara in Masechet Shvuot as well. It says like this. Shvuah shelo. Right? If I make a shvuah. Right? Shelo ochal kikar zo. that I won't in the future, ochal, in the future I won't eat this kikar, or shvua shelo ochalna, right? Or shvua that I never ate it, right? Or shvua, actually not all, he makes three shvuas. He says, shvua shelo ochal, shvua I won't eat this. Shvua shelo ochalna, shvua that I won't, I never ate it. Shvua shelo ochalna, another shvua shelo ochalna, v'achle, and then he ate it. So he made a past tense and two future tense ones, right? Eino chayev ela achat. He's chayev on one shvua. Right?
On
that's the question. What's he chayev on? Right, look at Rashi over here. Shvua, he says, shvua shlo achal kikar zo, daha nishba klat zimni. He made three shvua that he won't eat this kikar. Any chayev once can remember shvuot b'shvuot. The ain shvuah chala al shvuah, because you can't make a shvuah on a shvuah. We see what a halacha, very important halacha. Ain shvuah chala shvuah. Already made a shvuah, I come out a shvuah. So now it appears that which was the first shvuah? The first shvuah was shvuah shelo ochal that I won't eat in the future. And now we've got two other shvuahs, and we're seeing that the second and the third shvuahs on shvuahs on shvuahs. And we get Malkut nonetheless. So I would agree that it seems to be that the first Shvua is future and we're getting Malkut. But I'm not sure if that's 100% correct. And then the Brayta carries on and says, Zohi Shvuat Bitui. Zohi, this is Shvuat Bitui. Shechavin al Zdona Makot, that you're going to get if you do it the Zadon on purpose. Makot, Baal Shkigata, Korban, Ole, Veyored. So now they look at Rashi. Zohi shvuat bitui de kamar kra lebate bismatayim laharea ulehativ, which the Torah says there laharea ulehativ. Now laharea ulehativ implies future, which you will make something bad or you will make something good, right, in the future. Vezohi shvuat bitui shemotid bismatav, and what's this bitui of this expressive shvua? We don't this. Shlo yachal to kika, they won't eat that kika, right? Aval lo gazil mid lechavre, he never stole anything. Aval shvuat ha'edut. Aval shvuat ha'pikadon mevi al hazadon shikar. Okay, let's not worry about the shvuat ha'edut in the meantime. But basically, our purpose over here, shvuat bitui seems to be, I won't eat in the future tense. Right? So he says, zohi shvuat ha'edut. Gemara says, zohi demutai mai. So what is a zohi? Let's see, right? Lav lema'utai achalti v'lo achalti l'laki. Doesn't it come to prove to you that if he said achalti in the past tense and he never ate, he wouldn't get malkot? Because when's he getting malkot? La reo lativ, in the future. We just learned a second ago that when do you get malkot? Only if it's in the past tense, because you have to have shvuat sheker similar to shvuat shav, and shvuat shav is in the past tense. Shvuat sheker must be in the past tense as well. From this brighter over here, when are you getting malkot? On a shvuat latid, in the future tense. And you're not getting malkot on achalti v'lo achalti when I never ate in the past. So that's a good kashya, right? What we just learned up until now.
Okay.
Clear? Right? Okay. Lomen Lachan Gemara says, no. No, that's not what it's about. Zohi, what is this Zohi here in this brighter? This is the Al Shkigata Mighty Koran. Just telling us. It's got nothing to do with Shvuat Shav La She'avar La'atid. This Zohi Shvuat Shav, Shvuat Bitu, Shechavir Alav Zona Makot, Al Shkigata Korban is coming to tell us about the Korban. It says, "The zoyit al shkigata, mighty korban, real korban." Aval achalti velo achalti. If you made a shvua of achalti velo achalti in the past tense, you get malkot. Avalo mighty korban, you don't get korban. So it's got to do with malkot. Ein achinami, you get malkot in the past tense, but you don't get korban in the past tense. To make a shvua in the future tense, you bring a korban if you did it b'shogeg and not in the past tense. The voice of the money. Who's done this bright? Rabbi Shmari, Amar Rabbi Shmuel say. Eino chayev ela al ha'atid lavo. You only chayev korbanot, we talk about over here, right? On the future, but you are about milke lucky. But even he agrees that in the past tense on a shvua you get malkot. Okay? Clear? So that's how this bright, that's why this bright is not really a good answer to us, because we can easily say that Asug up until now is not a kun kabishma. So go, wait a second, but let's look at the end of that brighter. The same brighter which we brought over here from Masechet Shvuot. The end of the brighter says, Zohi Shvuat Shav. This is a Shvuat Shav. Say, you can't argue. There the Gemara is talking about Zohi Shvuat Bitu. He says, this is a Shvuat Shav. What's a Shvuat Shav? שחייבין על זדונה מכות ועל שגיגתה פטור. We see to say that a שבועת שב, you חייב מכות, if you do it בבייזיד, if you do it במלכו, if you do it בשוגג, you פטור. Right? פטור what? פטור הקורבן. Clear? פטור הקורבן. Look at Rashi. Zohi Shvuat Shav, the third Narrowland Rashi for last fourth last Narrowland of Rashi. Zohi Shvuat Shav, Sefer Dahi Mishnah Del, the Sefer, Havia Hai Zohi Shvuat Shav, right? And you patter. So we see here they're coming talking about Korban. They say Zohi Lemute Mai. What's the Zohi Lemute Mai? Lav Lemute Achalti Velo Achalti Lucky. This again. This is the backwards historical that comes to tell us that Bezadon Makot Vaal Shkiga Patur. And that's talking about the case of future tense. So we see, Avia, when are you patur on Malkot? So Avia, isn't this patur on the past tense? And we just said a second ago that the brightest daka talking about you patur in the past tense from Korban, but you chayiv in Malkot. Here it says, you chayiv on Zadon, b'mezid Malkot, v'al shogeg patur. What are we talking about? Clearly talking about patur from Malkot. Also on the part where it says, no, that's not what it's talking about. No, Zohi da al shigata patrimi korban. It's only talking about korban. Aval achalti velo achalti. But even in the past tense, mighty korban. It's stirred now. The first ratio we proved that when you spoke in the past tense, you better have a korban. Yes, no, you patr, you chai of mal, you, it's only talking about on shogag, you patr of a korban if you did in the future tense. But achalti lo achalti, you even bring a korban. Who's the tan of that writer? The sefer Rabbi Akiva. He goes, how can it be? Right? Because Rabbi Akiva says, the amar mevin korban l'sheavar. Remember, we saw there earlier, which Rabbi Shmuel who said, mevin korban el latid lavo. Here, even Rabbi Akiva would hold that you bring a korban even in the past tense. You better dead. He goes, how can you say that? Amar Rabbi Reish Rabbi Shmuel. But you just told me a second ago, the Reish Rabbi Shmuel. We don't like the idea that in one writer, the Reish Rabbi Shmuel is tapest tan Rabbi Akiva. He says, you know what? You're right. We'll re-explain the ratio of the Gemara, and then we say for Rabbi Akiva, ratio number Rabbi Akiva, it's also Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva said that you do bring a korban in the past tense neder, shvur, right? So how can it be, we said, we explained the ratio of this brighter, that it excluded a korban for the past tense, because that was Rabbi Shmuel. But now if we explain that the ratio is Rabbi Akiva, who says you also bring a korban in the past tense, so the ratio can't be discussing a past tense shvur when you part from a korban. Bereisha lovely meute, and the Reisha is not coming to exclude achalti velo achalti, a past tense shvua, and le meute, ochal velo achal, coming to exclude, you don't mean a korban when you say future, ochal velo achal. With me? Have I complicated matters or clear? Basically, we have to say that the Reisha now can't be speaking about a past tense korban, because the Tani is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're doing a korban in the past tense shvuas. Right? So now the Gemara says, Umashnai, Mishum dekais, Umashnai. And what's the difference? Look at Rashi over here at the bottom here. Is there Rashi? Umashnai, the very first while on Rashi, Umashnai, Dememma'et, Ochal velo acham, we exclude a future tense korban of I will eat and I never ate. Ukemarbe achalti velo achalti, the chayav korban. We add a korban now from a past tense. So it appears now that in a past tense shvuat shav, shvuat sheker, so you bring a korban if it was b'shogay and you get marked it was amazing. Right? You happy? So the Rashi explains that. The question of Mashna, how come future tense shvuat we exclude a korban and past tense shvuat we bring a korban? And Rashi already says over there, Umeshani, and the Gemara answers, Mistabre Reisha Lemeute Ochal Velo Achal. Makes sense from the Reisha Svara that we're excluding a future tense net. Look at Rashi over here. He says, why does it make sense? Mishum Dekai Belahaba. Since we're dealing with future, Mema'et Lahaba. We're excluding the future. Right? And so the Gemara says, well, Kai Belahaba, and Kai Belahaba, Mema'et Lashavar. If you're dealing with a future tense neder, you're going to exclude a past tense neder? No. When we say that you don't bring it, Zohi, it's asking in future tense. So we said in the future you don't bring it. But obviously in the past tense we do bring it. That's how the Gemara ends over there. So it seems from the future tense, the Gemara with the bride excluded a korban, but in the past tense it included a korban. Okay, I hope that that's clear. Okay, let's go. Now the next case in the Mishnah was, it says in the bride, was Maymach. Gee, was taking long. I actually thought I was going so fast. Yeah. We said there were three exceptions, remember? We said Nishba, Maymar, and Mekalach Verabashayim. So we're talking now, the next example was Tumura. Right? We said Tumura was a lavsha ein bo mase, and you do get Malkut for it as an exception. Amale Rabbi Yochanan de Tana. Rabbi Yochanan says to the Tana, who taught the writers, Lo titni u Maymar. Take out the word of Maymar. Don't lack u Maymar here. Why not? Mishum de bediburo asa mase. This is not a good example of a love chain for Maase, Tmura. Because by your speech, you did a Maase. Saki, tell me you didn't do a Maase. Right? Look at Rashi over there. The last lines, very last third line of the wide lines. She ose michulin kochim. You spoke, and what did you do? You took the chulin and you made it into kochim. Because by doing Tmura, you try to make the kochim chulin, you actually made the chulin kochim. There was a Maase, therefore, isn't a good example. Okay, the third, that's all the words to say about that. Third example was, Hamakalid Chavar B'Shem. If you curse your friend with Hashem's name, what does it mean now? Where do you know this is a love, Shem, and Mas, and you get Malkut? I'm Rabbi Laz, I'm Rabbi Osh, I'm Akra. Right, the pasuk over there says, Im lo tishmor, so called Divrei HaTorah Hazot. Right? If you don't guard all these mitzvahs, Akrim Sefer Hazel, Yirai et Hashem HaNichbad Banorah Hazeh et Hashem Nokecha. So it says, Im lo tishmor. The next pasuk is Uchtiv. It says, Vehifla Hashem et makotcha vet makot zarecha. Right? Hifla. We see what hafla means. Et makotcha, these makot, your beatings. And the Gemara says, Hafla'a zo eini yodema. I don't know, what does the word hafla'a mean? But it says, Vehifla. So it says, Keshehu omer, Vehipilu hashofet, Vehikalufanav. So we've got another pasuk. It says, Vahaya im bin hakot harasha. If it was a bad guy, right? Vehipilu hashofet. The shofet pushes him down, Vehikal, gives him makot. So we see v'hafla'ah here, right? V'hifla'ah is similar to v'hipilu. Lefanav. Havomer, hafla'ah zu malkot. So we see from there that hafla'ah is malkot. So Gemara says maybe, and that's if you get a shvuah sheker. So you make a shvuah sheker, that's even a kalel chavar b'shem, right? So you basically, im lo tishmor, v'hifla'at makotecha, hafla'ah is hipilu, and we see over there that makalel chavar b'shem, you get malkot. Right, so now Gemara says, okay. Maybe if you even make a shvua, an emet shvua, but you mention Hashem's name in vain, right, you should get malkot as well. Look at Rashi. Ashvilu shvuat emet, the mazhar krat, afilu shvuat emet, lo li avad b'shem shamayim. Because if you warn, they're not even to make a shvuat emet with God's name. The only, if you did do it, if you did do it, the pasuk there says, "Vehifla Hashem et makotecha makot zarecha makot." Maybe any time it's vehifla, any time you mention Hashem's name, if you're allowed to do it, so sometimes you might be allowed to do it, but still you shouldn't. Even though you did it for a purpose, you should still get makot. Who says no? Be'edikativ mefurash. The pasuk says, "Shvat Hashem tiyeh ben shnehem," that there will be a shvur. If people have a machloket, there'll be a shvur between the two of them. So it can't be shvat Hashem. It says. So Gemara says, okay, Amar, honey, meaning maybe you're right, lefayesh et chaveiro, that you're allowed to use a shvua to mefayesh, to appease your friend. Aval malke milke lilke, but still get malkot. So the Torah says, you know what, I can't help it. You got to sometimes use a shvua, but it's still, you get malkot. So you can appease your friend, now you got to people, you got to get malkot for it, right? So Gemara says, lo matzvah, you can't say that. Ta'akati uvishmo tishavek. The Pasuk says, uvishmo, you shall swear by his name. So Gemara says, ahumi baile, but no, we need that for something else. You can't bring that as a proof. Look at Rashi there. You're allowed to do it. So he said, no, you can't use that shvuat. Ahumi bai. We need that pasuk for something else. Look at Rav. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Rav says, what be nayin she nishba'in lekayem et ha-mitzvahs? If a person makes a shvuat to fulfill mitzvahs, how would that be? Look at Rashi. Kadesh lo yachol lachzor bo. He wants to make a shvuat that he can't ever not do the mitzvah. Shneimar nishbati v'kayema. V'ahachi itz shichekra u'bishmo tishavaya. Hashvuat nishba dakayem et ha-mitzvahs mutar. The guy makes a shvuat. He wants to make a shvuat. He's scared he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. He makes a shvuat to fulfill the mitzvah. We're allowed to do it. How do you know how to do that? But it says, u'bishmo tishavaya. Right? Ha-kativ krachri. The Gemara says, wait a second. Lekayem et ha-mitzvah. Shneimar nishbati v'kayem et ha-mitzvahs mutar. Shneimar nishbati v'kayem. Hakativ, grab another pasuk. Ubotit baku bishmot shaveya. So, okay, so fine. So, we've got another pasuk that we can say, where we have to worry. We've got this pasuk is free. So therefore, it's not tied up, because we're going to use another pasuk. Nishbati va'kiyema. So this will be Shmur Tisha B'Av. What's it come from? Makalel chaver b'shaim. That over there is telling us about makalel chaver b'shaim. Right? Look at Rashi over here. The tray cry ketivi, which what is a bachad beet chanan, bachad beya ekev, chaval and nishmor the kind of mitzvahs. We don't have a shavu, no problem, we said no. No matter how im lo tishmor, that pasuk, you can't use that second pasuk, they specifically come to chaval of shame, the vadai laki afagav de lo abid maase. If you makali, if you swear to your friend, you curse him with Hashem's name, you do the maase, you would definitely get Malkov. Abel le moti shem shemana batala. So he says, maybe no. Maybe we need that pasuk not for Makal Hashem, but we need that pasuk actually if you invoke Hashem's name, the Vatala. Right? Look at Rashi there. If Shem Shemana Vatala, Aval Makal Chavayro B'Shem, you wouldn't get mocked if you only cursed your first name. Right? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Kol Shekan. Me, Gara? Are you trying to tell me that the one is less than the other, that Makal Chaver B'Shem is less severe than Moti Shem Shamayim Levatala, just mentioning Hashem's name in vain, right? Mi Garam Makal Chaver B'Shem, Mi Moti Shem Shamayim Levatala, right? It's a good point.